And we're going to look at the budget a little bit closer, since each one of you mentioned that as the biggest challenge. And Chris, we're going to start with you. There's all the talk about the need to Fort Madison's revenues versus spending. We're going to look at spending first. Are there areas that you have that are no-goes? We will not cut this area. And if you have those types of areas, how would you balance it? What would be the first area that you would cut?
First of all, the two areas combined that I will not touch, and under any circumstances, anything that has to do with public safety, our firefighters and our police force, won't touch those. Cutting of any city staff would have to come to an extreme before that happens, you know, as far as public works or something else. That would have to come to an extreme level, because I don't believe in cutting any kind of staff, because once you start cutting staff, you can't come back from that. And if you do, it's a massive challenge to come back from that. Our biggest thing is we have to find positive revenue. You know, because cutting of anything shouldn't be an option. The biggest thing is we have to look for, you know, ways to keep moving forward without generating continuous negatives until we find that revenue.
And we're going to get into the revenue with the next question, but this one we'll focus on now. Do you have Jerry, to you now, do you have an area that is a no cut no matter what? And then if you have that type of area, what area do you have where you would be willing to cut in the budget?
Yeah, sure. The police, I've made it clear, and fire, our safety of our family comes first, period. You know, when it comes down to we've got to cut something, and you have to say something. You can't just sit up here and say no cutting anything, you know, because you're going to make somebody mad. And I understand that about the council. I understand that they make decisions that, you know, not everybody's going to like. You're going to make someone mad. I understand that. I get it. But, you know, I don't understand that an argument exists between, a project to bring a museum online, or, you know, and everybody does want this train station just as bad as I do. To bring the train station online and cutting the police department or city services in any way. That's just not an intelligent conversation to have. These homes around here are aging. They're more susceptible to fire every year, more and more susceptible to fire. The crime's on the rise in Burlington. We all know that there's police shootouts going on up there, and it's just, to say that it's not going to happen here is a ridiculous statement, because it is going to happen here. It spreads. But, there's many other ways that you can fix this budget crisis than just cutting, you know.
Tyler?
Yeah.
You need the question again?
No, I don't. Before I start making statements of what I wouldn't and would cut, I'm ready to get past this election and get into works with Varley and some of the people that are in there doing this before I make a comment on this. So thank you.
Kevin?
Repeat the question again, Jerry. I think I got it right here. But
When it comes to spending, yeah, are there areas for you that are a no-go, I will not cut this area? And if you have those types of areas, then where is an area that you would cut, given the city's financial situation?
Sure thing. Thanks for repeating that, Jason. I appreciate it. Cuts will not be made to our public service, like previously mentioned. The fire department, we need them. The police department, we need our public service. We need our parks department, keep the city, the cemeteries, the parks, everything looking, nice. We need our public works department to keep our streets cleaned and everything that goes along with, some of the background workings of that department. A cut, well, do we really need the new snowplow on for this winter? Is that something? I'm going to take it from city staff. They got the day-to-day operations, and I'm here, if elected again, to make that decision. Do you really need it? Yes, we just spent money on a few police cars that were necessary, high mileage, starting to nickel and dime a little bit, so we're better off to get rid of those. So we just have to watch what we do, where we spend, and, you know, pray for the best right now. Like it was mentioned in front of me, we went from over $1 million down to pretty much zero. So it's getting tough. It really is. And I would get with, again, like Tyler just mentioned, City Manager Varley and the mayor, and see what we can do to come up with a group plan to generate a little more revenue and where the spending can go.
And Rebecca, you'll be the last one for this question. Do you need it again?
No. I think I can echo everybody's sentiment that public safety is off the table. We need those services. I do respect what Tyler had said, as well as echo what Kevin had indicated. There are a lot of tough decisions. We need to have those details before we can make informed decisions about cuts. I'd like to think that there's creative ways, whether it's creative scheduling, creative ways to offer services that we currently offer. But without the details and without the numbers, it would be premature for me to say specifically where I would or would not cut.
We'll move on to the next question, and we'll start with Jerry, and we're going to the other side. We were just talking spending. We're talking revenue. How does Fort Madison increase, in essence, its tax base, its revenue? You have property taxes are capped, in essence, for city government, so you have to find revenues from other sources. What are your ideas to increase the revenue so that those cuts are not needed in the years to come?
Sure. And, you know, I've looked into several things. You know, as I've mentioned before, selling some of the city properties, scaling back on the monies that we provide to, you know, the old fort. I don't think there's anywhere to cut at the airport from what I understand, from what I've been told. I may be wrong on that. I think we need to bring in businesses into this area so that, you know, we do have a lot of people who are retired here. They used to work for the railroad. They used to work for Climax. You know, they have money. You have a lot of people that work in town that work at those current companies, work at, you know, Iowa Fertilizer. You know, they make really good money. They don't spend a lot of money here because they go to other towns for that, you know, and that's missed revenue for us, you know. So one of the biggest things is to get that in there. But, you know, there's other ways, you know, we could do things like we could secure neighborhood revitalization grants. We could start a Love Your Block program using volunteers to clean up some of these properties that the city owns. If you go to Beacon website, you can find out that the city owns a lot of empty lots around town from either, you know, people not paying their taxes or just abandoning the properties or whatever. We could, you know, clean those up. We could turn them over to Habitat for Humanity. Have them build a house there, and there you have a tax base. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do to, you know, to increase your taxes, and I think we should, you know, just go about it a little bit more frugally in the future.
Tyler, the question, how do you raise the revenue? We talked about the spending. How do you raise revenue for Fort Madison so that maybe these cuts in the future are not needed?
Well, I was, I've been doing a little bit of research into this, and there's not going to be a lot of businesses that jump at the bit to come to Fort Madison. There was a bypass that went by a number of years ago. Following suit, Shopko closed its doors. The downtown district is doing good. We have a farmer's market down there. I'd like to see a little bit more involvement in that. The tourism is starting to come in. Granted, they just canceled their boats to come in the rest of the year. I'd love to see the prison opened up a lot more and bring in a private person to run that and show tours of the prison, maybe do a haunted tour for that as well. But other than that, it's going to be getting with the Varley and whoever takes Driscoll's spot and focusing on the bedroom community that we can build around here. That's a big task, but yeah, I'm short and sweet.
Kevin, the question to you, looking at revenue options that you would have if you were on the council moving forward.
A big thing comes to mind to me, and I proposed it a few years back, and I will admit that I and another council person kind of green at it. We didn't really have a lot of homework done, and it would be a franchise fee. Hopefully that can increase some of our revenue here to us. Who it would be, how it would be structured, haven't even broke the ice on that yet. Other than that, you know, we've got Tim and his group down there, and Dennis Frazee and his, you know, Lee County Economic Development, and lean on them a little bit to see, you know, what, you know, what their perspective is, what their expertise, and come back and tell us, hey, you know, we can help you here. Did you look at this? And so hopefully we can move forward on that.
Rebecca, do you need the question?
No, I think I got it. I think I agree with Kevin on that. The franchise fee is not off the table. My biggest concern would be is how it impacts the elderly, because they would be disproportionately affected versus other generations, if you will. But the franchise fee is not off the table. It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the 1% local option is going away, so the franchise fee would just be in place of that, and then that could help us. If instead of going from 1%, maybe to 2%, I figured the math on my own bill, and that would cost me $6 a month. So I'm willing to pay $6 a month in order to help the city revenues. The other issue, or the other thing I would like to see us do, is very aggressive enforcement of our nuisance ordinances. We currently have, like someone mentioned previously, the various properties that are around town, whether they're privately owned, or, you know, their businesses or whatever, but there is an option to aggressively enforce those. And with that enforcement comes fines for non-compliance. And so I think that solves, or doesn't solve, it works towards two different problems, and that's the nuisances in town and well as generating some extra revenue.
Chris, same question to you when it comes to possible revenue options for the city.
Well, first of all, raising any kind of taxes of any sort on our citizens has to stop. We have got to put our foot down and stop raising taxes. I don't care if you want to dress it up as a franchise fee. I don't care if you want to say it's beautification project. I don't care if you want to dress it up, make it smell like roses, and put a pink bow on it. You know, our citizens are paying their fair share and then some. All right, so we need to stop dipping into their wallets, because everybody knows 90% of the residents of Port Madison are at or below poverty levels, which means they live less than paycheck to paycheck. Okay, so we can't keep dipping in their wallets. We have to reach outside the city, start thinking outside the box. We've got to put our big boy britches on, reach out to these businesses and bring them here. That's going to be our key source of revenue. As far as new, you know, what Rebecca was saying about nuisance. Okay, yeah, we have a nuisance ordinance. I know Doug real well. He has gone out there. Everybody that works for the city has attempted to collect. Here's the thing: is you can impose nuisance fines all day long. Okay, it's going to cost more money to turn around and try to collect that. And the city's at a double loss at that point. So as far as nuisance goes and fines, keep it going. But we don't need to be dipping in anybody else's pockets and try to focus on that. We have to get outside the box and start bringing outside revenue in. And that's the bottom line.
We were going to move on to the next question, but I do want to jump in because there was franchise tax was our franchise fee was on my list. Two of you did not address it, but the other three did. So I want to give you both a chance, Jerry, and then we'll go to Tyler. The idea of a franchise fee on utilities and such as a revenue source for the city, if you just want to weigh in on that.
I would love to. I think that it is morally corrupt for a city to tax its citizens any more than what we're already taxing them. We are at the max. We've all said that. You know, we are at the maximum amount that you can tax your citizens by law, and trust me, if they could tax you more, they'd have been taxing you more. But, you know, and this is just another end around to get more money out of your pocket instead of doing the morally correct thing, which is balancing your checkbook. I don't go to my work and say, look, I can't pay my bills because I buy too much stuff. You guys are going to have to give me more money in the form of bonuses or something else. You know, the citizens expect you to be responsible with the checkbook. You know, it's not your money. It's their money. You know, you're spending everybody's money here. And, you know, you can't sit up here and write checks all day long, you know, and pretend that this is your money to give away. It's, you know, again, I think that that's a pretty passionate subject of mine, and that's would be a horrible no from me.
And Tyler, again, just to give you the chance to weigh in on whether Fort Madison should consider franchise fees.
Yeah, I've been talking to Peggy about that. Like, Stephens Meyer is the financial girl down here at City Hall. What it pretty much does is it takes the 1% option tax off of it and in place puts it just for the city of Fort Madison. For those of you who don't know, everybody who pays for their electric bill, it all goes into a one fund for Lee County, and Fort Madison just gets a small piece of the pie for that. So, I mean, if we were to take that 1% and instill the 1% for ourselves, I don't know if we'd be hurting ourselves or helping ourselves in the long run. But, you know, it's definitely something that I think everyone who gets on council needs to sit down, really understand and talk to Peggy about that before we make that decision, for sure. Thank you.